Maggie Nui, and a very good morning to you, Auckland. It's a beautiful day out there. It's 6 minutes past nine, and you're listening to 104.6 Planet FM and Keep Auckland Beautiful. My guest today is an encore presentation. It's spring. People are looking for things to volunteer to do out there. And the thing of the day is predator-free New Zealand. So I invite you to listen to this encore podcast, because we were talking about predator-free here in Auckland quite some time ago. Here's my guest, Kevin McCready. Good morning, Kevin, and welcome to the show.
Wow, good morning, Rick. It's great to be here on a morning like this in Auckland, saying hello to you.
There you go. Now, for our listeners, I've known Kevin for almost 3 years now, but only learned recently that he works or volunteers for Conservation Volunteers New Zealand. Have I got that right, Kevin?
That's right. Conservation Volunteers, one word, .co.nz. Yeah, they're a good bunch.
Very good. Now, how long have you been volunteering with them?
Oh, I think probably about a year and a half, 2 years now. Yeah.
2 years. And what project are you involved with?
Because we live close by, we're involved in the Kepa Bush project in Kohimarama up on Kepa Road. You know the East Ridge supermarket?
I do.
Yep. So just behind there, there's a huge bit of bush. Really lovely. People don't know about it. Going down to the river on the other side.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And what exactly do you do as a volunteer in Kepa Bush?
Rightio. So there's probably about 14 of us, and we're on a roster. And every, say, 2 weeks, Joanna, my wife, and I, we walk around. There's two different track systems. Well, it's an interlinked bunch of tracks. But what the conservation volunteers have done is made two basic trap lines. And we do one of the trap lines, and on the trap lines there's possum traps and rat traps and stuff like that. So we walk around and check the traps and reset them. Yeah.
Right. So you're not squeamish?
I am a little bit, actually. And it always sort of hurts me when we do, find a little dead animal, or sometimes a bigger dead animal, like a possum, in a trap. You don't undertake this sort of thing lightly. And part of the training they've given us is, how to respect what we're doing and how to do it safely. So I am a bit squeamish.
Well, that's all right. No, that's good to hear, because I think some people would, just listening to this radio program, feel a bit squeamish at the idea of doing pest control trapping in the bush anywhere, let alone in Auckland. And it's just good to hear that actually being a little bit squeamish about taking the life of those little critters doesn't disqualify you.
Yeah, they have their place in the world. And
it's not in Kepa Bush.
It's not in Kepa Bush, because I guess there's a trade-off there, because Kepa Bush has got, I don't know if you know it, but there's a huge, great big koi koi tree. And it's one of the biggest in Auckland. And it's just a little treasure, probably 500 metres walk, maybe, from the supermarket door.
Not right.
We bumped into some people a couple of weeks ago, actually, who had never been in, and they'd heard about it, and they were just about to go into the bush, and they were actually a bit frightened, which for me was a really strange thing, because I haven't been frightened in the bush ever. I guess my mum taught me not to be. Anyway, we said hello to them and told them, don't be frightened, and you can't get lost because there's little tracks, and you just have to walk back up the hill and you come out near the supermarket or on Thatcher Road there or whatever.
Right, it becomes pretty obvious how to get out anyway.
Yeah, and down in Porua Creek, you can also walk along the creek to the back of Selwyn College and into another area that another group is doing. Yeah, another trapping group's doing that group. And area. It's a great little walk along the creek, too.
Right, so is that a conservation volunteers group as well?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yep. So it's just a different roster, again, doing the same thing, chasing down the pests and maintaining a trap line.
That's right, yeah.
So what does that involve technically? I've never done it, so I'm completely ignorant. Explain it for the complete newbie, the city dweller that I am.
All right. So a trap line might have about 20 different trap stations and maybe 50 to 100 meters between each one.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk down to the bush one way and then back up to the top and stay at about that distance, 50, 100 meters, just depends on the terrain. There'll be a little trap. And you might have seen the little signs or little pink tapes or red tapes, yellow tapes, whatever.
That's what I was going to ask. That's what's marking a trap location?
Yeah, but for ours, because there's other scientists doing research in there and monitoring and what have you. But for ours, we just have a little triangle which says LT, T4, for example, L1, T4. That means you're on line one of the trap line, and there's two in Kepa Bush, and you're at trap number four, trap station.
So you know you don't miss one.
You don't miss it. And then you might have to then walk, 10, 20, 30 metres into the bush, depending, and then there's little orange tags to help you.
So you go off the track, so the little triangle tells you where to leave the track?
Yeah, that's right.
And then you got to go find it, of course. No, that's all right. This I kind of knew from tramping in the Waitakere's, where this is very common.
Yep. Right, yeah, they've got a great project over there, Ark in the Park.
And I've walked in there where and you find pink ribbons, as you say, every 30 to 50 meters, sometimes further. But you know that if you walk off, well, you can see just the hint of a trail where the volunteers have gone to check the traps.
That's right. You can footsteps. I've heard about the Ark in the Park, and I really want to go and look at it, but I haven't yet. Yeah. So then you arrive at your little station, 20 meters off the track. And you might see a little black box. You might have seen them around sometimes. They're closer to the track, and they'll have a sign on them saying danger.
Right.
And that might be a rat trap. Or inside it, when you lift it up, there's a rat trap. So that's it's called a Snap-E. Snap-E trap. They're amazing rat traps. They're not like the old style. They're the same size as the old style, maybe 15 centimetres long, something like that.
Okay.
But to set them, you just push them down and it goes click and it's set. Just really good. And you got to be careful. So we had a training session actually about how to set them safely and then release them safely. So that's
right.
The rat trap.
Does it actually trap the animal or is it a bait station?
No, these ones that I've been trained for and that our group is doing, it's a trap. It kills them instantly. It just comes down on the back of them and kills them. It's not a bait station.
Right. Yeah. So it's purely a mechanical effect?
Yeah. So our group is not using any poisons. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that means there is something to clean up if you are successful?
Yeah, that's right. You've got to come along, and we're given a kit with gloves in it and stuff like that. Put your plastic gloves on and release the critter. And depending on the size of it, you toss it in the bush so it naturally breaks down. Or in the case of possums, which are bigger, we've got bags, so we double bag them. And take them out and put them in the council. And the council's happy for us to do that. Put them in the council bins in the reserve.
Okay, now you're right. So that's quite a procedure.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, which is why the training they gave us was so good,
Okay, and the training's for free?
Free. In fact, it's rather good because they have days where everybody comes along and we have a barbecue and something to eat. And
share war stories. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, it's important work, and I just know that a lot of people, particularly city dwellers in Auckland, as opposed to the rural Aucklanders who probably are riling at the thought of being Aucklanders, who wouldn't think twice about setting a trap or clearing it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so is it predominantly rats that you're getting?
Well, no. So when I said you come into this bait area, it's not a bait area, sorry, a trap area. There might be just a rat trap, or sometimes every, say, third or fourth trap station down the line, there'll be a special trap, a yellow box or a red box, and that's a possum trap. It's called a Thames trap, and it's an amazing invention, and it's just a giant spring, so you have to kneel on it and pull it up. It doesn't need much strength, but you have to know what you're doing. Pull it up to set it, and then before you've set it, you put a little piece of apple, which the possums love, and you've sprinkled cinnamon and nutmeg on the apple. And so you set it, and then the possum puts their head in, and bang, it sets it off, and a bar comes down on their neck, and it's quick, I've got to tell you. And,
so you put cinnamon and nutmeg on the apple.
Yeah, what we do, we've got our own technique. I guess all the volunteers have their own, but we have a big plastic screw-top jar, and we put half a teaspoon of cinnamon in the jar and half a teaspoon of nutmeg and shake it up, and then we cut apples into quarters and shake them all up together, and the cinnamon just and nutmeg mix covers all the apples. So.
Now, how do you learn about the culinary predilections of possum?
I mean, I have no idea about this.
I mean, where in God's name did somebody cook that up? Did somebody take that in as a snack? Did a trapper from days gone by take that in as a snack?
Yeah,
the Pied Piper, they came out of the bush?
I don't know, but maybe it's on the website, the conservationvolunteers.co.nz website. Might have some information about that. I've sort of never really thought about it.
I don't know why I find that hysterical. It may be because I'm tired, overtired.
You've had a hard day, a hard weekend, have you?
Indeed. You know, it's the Queen's birthday weekend, and happy birthday, Queen Elizabeth. Yeah. Even though it's not your birthday, but we'll celebrate it today. But I don't know. I don't know why I find cinnamon and nutmeg apples so amusing.
Well, the good part is, you know, sometimes there's a bit left over for us. We bring it home, and it's a pretty strong mix like that. So we wash it off, and then Joanna makes stewed apples for the evening.
Yeah. Very good. And of course, it's totally safe. I mean, it's totally edible, so it's not like you're handling any poisons whatsoever.
Yeah, no, for me, that's a good thing. And they've told us that if we do come across bait programs, that's a different program that we're not doing. You know, we just leave it alone. And if we see a dead rat that's not part of our system, we have to assume that it might be poisoned.
Right.
But I actually ran into a guy once who does the actual poisoning, and it's pretty amazing. The new sort of technologies and poisons, they're pretty targeted and pretty low impact and very specific for, you know, what they're targeting.
Right. Well, I suppose a lot of Aucklanders have very mixed feelings about the use of poisons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I personally understand the absolute necessity of getting rid of pests that are non-native and totally destructive of the habitat of native critters.
Yeah.
And so it is that horrible word balance, which I don't personally like to use, but that's what it is. It's a balance between
I'm like you. I share that you know, worry about what we might be doing to the environment with certain poisons. And one of the things we do as volunteers is send in data sheets, and they're analysed. And I know other programs have scientists on board that look at all this data, and they're trying to make an assessment about what works and what doesn't, and what's the minimum we can do. So
I was going to ask.
Hopefully, they'll be looking at that sort of stuff. And,
that's a perfect segue, because I was going to ask you, what sort of recording do you have to do? I mean, do you have to note what you found at every station, even the ones where you found nothing at all?
Yep, because that all goes into the data. What happens is you've got a little tear-off field sheet. Comes in a pad, looks like it's about A5, like half an A4.
Yeah.
You got your name and the date when you started, the time, the name of the park you're in. Because apparently there's about 12 of them around central Auckland. Weather conditions, and you tick these boxes, and then, you know, the trap ID line 2, you know, trap 1 to 20, and you got possum, rat, mouse, other comments. And over the back, you can say, oh, I need some new equipment, please. And it, you post it off at the end. You see, you tick all those boxes and you just fill it in and total up the results.
And away it goes.
You need new pads or new traps because they don't last forever.
Sure.
Yeah, stuff like that. Oh, new envelopes, the sort of prepaid envelopes, which you send back to the conservation volunteers.
Well, who would have thought, and of course this is what's come from my initial conversation with you about this, is I never imagined that we'd be doing extensive trapping in Auckland City.
And this is old
Auckland City, as in the old, you know, John Banks Auckland City Council area, correct?
I'm not sure exactly what those boundaries were, but yeah, it's pretty inner city. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. On the isthmus.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm.
Right. I just never imagined until we had this conversation.
No, well, it's a huge effort, and I've got to say, I think we're winning. Like last weekend, when Joanna and I did our trap lines, we didn't catch a single thing, and that's good.
That is good, and is that rare?
It is, yeah. It's probably the first time we've done it, although I have noticed a couple of times before we haven't caught as much. When we began, actually, we would catch maybe each time two or three rats and perhaps a possum, maybe even two possums. But we haven't been catching possums there for a while, which is good. So I think we've got rid of all the possums in our area. They did tell us, though, that the possums are capable of travelling pretty quickly over reasonably big distances.
And, of course, that'll become a great food source if there's no possum, so it'll attract them from elsewhere.
So for the moment, we just have to keep the traps set just so that we know that if they do come in, that we'll get them, hopefully.
Well, unless you predator fence it, you're always at risk of a new possum incursion.
Yep.
And that's true for the rats and mice as well.
Mm. Actually, some of those predator fencing on other projects is really interesting, but really, really expensive. So
that's
right. I think the sort of effort that many, many people are doing. Now that you think, I'm talking to you about it, there must be hundreds of people a week around, or volunteers just around this Auckland central area doing this stuff. Amazing. Maybe, no, not hundreds, but you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of people. Big effort.
Exactly, and in so many respects, that's what this show is about, is exploring how people are getting involved in their communities in Auckland.
Mm.
And, you know, we get all the environmental types here, but I never expected to get somebody who was actually doing trapping on the isthmus. That was just never in my imagination.
Actually, no, it's not that much of an effort. Like, every 2 weeks, you go for a walk in Kepa Bush. It takes about an hour. I mean, you know, really, that's fun. That's not an effort. I mean, the fun part, you know what I'm saying. You get out in the bush and smell the fresh bush and recharge your batteries and all that sort of thing.
So what is it that attracted you to this particular volunteering job? I mean, did you just stumble upon it, or did you go looking for something like this?
No, I just stumbled on it, because we like to walk lots of places for our exercise and for fun, Joanna and I. And one day we were just walking up to the supermarket, and I happened to notice something. This was a few years ago, so I knew about Kepa Bush. I happened to notice, oh, there's a little sign to Kepa Bush. Let's go and have a look. And we just, new to the area at that stage, found it, and I was just amazed. And then I found out all these other wonderful little places all around where we live, you know. And anywhere in Auckland, you can't be more than 10 or 15 minutes walk from a lovely little reserve.
From a little patch of bush, yeah.
Yeah. So we were walking, and then one time there was a sign on up at the entrance saying what they were doing.
Ah, that's where I was going. So that's how you found out that they were doing.
Yeah. So I think it might have been just a little poster that said, if you're interested. And, of course, you know, walking in the bush and just enjoying that for recreation and realizing that the possums are stripping the trees and the rats are, you know, not meant to be there.
Have you noticed a change?
You know, I'll go on and find out about it.
Have you noticed a change in your time in terms of the bush? Regenerating is probably the wrong word, but being bushier, if you want, if you know what I mean, less stripped back, thicker, fuller.
Actually, no, it's hard for me to say because what I love is the little different transition zones through there. Like some of them are pretty thick and full already, because you've got a lot of little different wonderful habitats, and some of them with the mature forest, right? And that's the thing that people don't know. There's some mature forest in Kepa Bush.
Which is magic, which is just magic. Yeah.
But then your understory is not as thick. Yeah. So to answer your question, I'm not really sure. I haven't got enough data to make a call on that one. But hopefully, it's making an effort. It's making a difference. I think it is.
And do you feel better for doing it?
Yeah, I suppose so. I enjoy the walk, and you feel you've done your bit, and it's not much of an effort, really. So, yeah, it's good. I think you do. Come to think of it, there's something in it for me and something in it for the, you enjoy doing it. That's why you do it. You wouldn't do it otherwise, because it's not like a chore or anything, really.
Okay, yeah, I'm just wondering, how much satisfaction you derive from it. And, when you drive by, do you think, I wonder how the bush is doing?
Yeah, I do, actually. And I'm wondering, who's on this weekend and what they're doing? Because we send each other emails. Someone will say, the little peanut butter. I forgot to tell you, with the rat traps, we set peanut butter in a little dish inside the...
See, you are baiting. I know now. You've got apples and nutmeg and cinnamon and peanut butter.
Right, I did say we weren't because I was thinking baiting is poison.
I know. I'm winding you up. because
okay, but the rat, right, the...
they like peanut butter.
The peanut butter, right, you get there and sometimes it's completely empty, but there's no rat or mouse. And then you realize that tiny little ants might have eaten the peanut butter because I've seen them, or other little insects have eaten it.
They've managed to carry it off.
So that's okay. We just put some more there.
So how frequently is the line walked? Not by you, but by anyone?
Yeah, at least once a week, I think. Maybe sometimes twice a week. I haven't really focused on the whole... program. I just sort of get an email that says, can you do every second week? And I say, yeah, that's fine.
So there's a coordinator who kind of puts all that together and all you have to do is turn up.
Yeah. For Auckland, it's Claire Hobie, and she's really good.
Right. So you told me before what the website was. It was conservationvolunteers.org.nz?
No, .co.nz.
.co.nz. Thank you for clarifying that. Was there a phone number there on that website?
Yeah, they've got an 0800 number, which is good.
What is
0800?
Yeah.
56 76 86.
56 76 86.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that'll put you through to Claire's office, apparently, and she looks after a whole bunch of different projects like that.
All right. And what do you think in terms of, did they mention age restrictions on this?
Well, I've got a few gray hairs.
Oh, no, you know what I mean. In terms of taking young people.
You've got to... as long as you've had the training, you're the one then that does the traps. But, some of the volunteers take their kids and teach them about the bush as they go.
Okay,
but,
that's...
The possum traps especially, you've got to know what you're doing. So let me say to anyone else who's thinking of poking their finger in there...
Right, don't do that.
so I can't imagine...
So there is a health and safety aspect. It definitely requires adult supervision, but it's not something you would definitely avoid sharing with your children. Well, with more mature children.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, I'm really intrigued. In fact, I'm fascinated because there's a great deal of bush very close to my home.
Okay.
Well, I live very close to the domain, which actually has huge chunks of bush that aren't really part of what most people think of as the park and the domain.
Well, I know it, yeah. In fact, there's a program operating in the domain. Yep. Program 5. Like I said, there's 12 of them, and they gave us this training booklet when we started. And, Auckland Domain, there's quite a few possums in there a couple of years ago, and they thought they were escaping from the Domain and getting into other parts of Auckland.
Right, because Auckland, the Domain became the breeding ground.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big enough bush area.
Yeah. By now, I don't know, but I think they've probably started to make a difference now. Yeah.
Sure, and there's been a lot of development and a lot of work back in there in, the western side of Parnell Rise.
Mm-hmm.
The train tracks there that leads into the park.
Ah, right.
And the old Carlaw Park area has all been developed.
Yep.
And that was a rat and possum haven for a while there because the park was abandoned. But
right. Here
I am reminiscing. I just wanted to say thank you so much. It's actually really exciting to find out about something that I just had no idea was going on.
Yeah,
right here under my nose.
Really happy to talk to you about it because it's good fun to do. And congratulations to you too for, the work you're doing there with the radio program and talking to people around the traps.
Haha, very bad pun. Thank you, Kevin.
Sorry, I hadn't planned that. It just came up.
Right. Now, one other thing, and I don't know why it's still on my mind. You call it a trap line.
Mm.
And is that simply because it's a line on the map? Because there is no line in the bush.
No, that's right. Yeah, when we're given our little map, it's a photo from Google Maps, and there's a yellow line where we walk around the track for each of the two in Kepa Bush, for example, and it's just called a line.
Right, because when I hear trap line, I immediately think of what goes into the water.
Okay.
And in terms of fishing, and that
that
is a line.
Just a track, a bunch of traps along there. Yeah.
Yep, and that is a line where every 5 meters there's a baited hook.
Got you. Yes. No. That's different.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's incredible. Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
conservationvolunteers.co.nz.
Yep.
0800 56 76 86.
Yep.
And get involved in your neighborhood wherever you are in Auckland.
Yeah, you can go to probably it's going to be a place not more than 500 meters away from you, and you get to meet good people and have barbecues and do your bit. It's good fun.
Right. And as an addendum, I spoke to somebody recently from Kaipataki Project on the North Shore, and they run several of these programs as well.
Right.
So if you're on the shore and you look at the Conservation Volunteers page and you don't see anything immediately, give kaipataki.org.nz a try.
Yeah. They might be on the Ngāti Whātua land or the Māori land as well. Yeah. I'm just not sure about all that, but yeah, good idea.
Could well be. Well, Kevin, we've run out of time.
Well, that went quickly. Thanks so much, Rick.
It did. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your Queen's Day birthday, as well as you too, listeners.
Mm. Bye.
Kia ora.
My friend, liberty, all things are as they're supposed to be, and I say, baby, come
again. Listening. If you've missed anything in today's program, don't forget, you can listen again online at any time. Planet Audio.